rushes up to the ball and squib kick left. Got 3 yards and touched early, and it's going to go Clayton's way. So right off the top, it's going to be a onside kick, and got through the first level of Clayton, but they dove on it, expecting it. I'm sure they saw it last year. They're going to start near side hash mark at their own 45-yard line. So Phillips Loggers coming out, and they're going to have their work cut out for them right here. Out of the gun, I set back. Here's a give to the deep back. He gets met at the line of scrimmage, but rolls forward to about the 51 for a 6-yard gain. Mark it at the 50, just on the other side, into Loggers territory here. Second down and a short, long four here. Double tight end set, double back set, out of the gun here. Snap, give, back up the middle again, and rumbling right through the middle. And that time he was taken down by Levi Durr, but it's a first down, and here comes the Clayton Bears. It looks like that's what they're going to do. They're pretty big up on the line. Pretty big up on the line as compared to the Phillips Loggers. They got some pork rind boys up there. Single, double tight end set near side here, out of the gun. A little bit offset, and this time he breaks through and got caught from behind, though. Nice tackle that time from Ben Vernig. He came over and made the tackle. That could have been a touchdown-saving tackle. It's going to be second and inches here. 10:49 and clicking. Up to the ball now, Clayton Bears. Double right side tight end. Out of the gun again. Double eye back here. Now they're going to the left. It's going to be an option keep, and he was met at the line of scrimmage, but gained forward to in past the 30 down to the 29, and it's first and 10 Bears. .10:24 and clicking. Bears, biggest gain so far is about 9.5 from one play from scrimmage here. Double tight end right. They've gone strong side each time except that last time they went weak side. Here it is again. Give up the middle, and we got a flag right away. That looks like it's going to be downfield or something. He breaks through, gets down to the 4, but I think this one's going to be coming back. We have a hold. The back judge says holding, and it's going to march it back here, and it looks like Clayton is going to get that one marched off from the spot of the foul, which was about the line of scrimmage. So good break here for the Loggers, and Clayton up and down the line. All these boys are taller and bigger. They don't have them listed as size. Actually, they do, but none of them are over 6 feet, but I don't know. Maybe they're wearing extra size shoes. 5'8", 5'9", and they line up against the Loggers, and they're much bigger than that, especially their tight ends and right tackle. Snap give to the fullback this time. He breaks through the line, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage and more, and he is down close to the 22, and that looks like where they're going to mark him. So big gain on second and 20. It's actually now second and 4. That was first and 20. Clayton just punching up there on offense. Not deviating. Looked like a little movement from the fullback. This gets back to the back and deep back, and he got down to the 11-yard line. First down for the Bears. Wasting no time here. Very methodical. Here's Scott Wirth coming in with different plays. Must be like pitch calm down there. He can talk right to the middle linebacker. 9 minutes and counting in the first. From the 12, near side hash. Same set here. Double tight end right. double deep, deep backs. Now they're going to the weak side. Quarterback keeps. And he gets around the corner and more, and he's in for the score. And their numbers are really hard to read. They're yellow on white, very light yellow on white, and I can't even get their number. I don't know who that was. It was the quarterback, and I think Tanner Lewis rushes in for the left for about a 12-yard touchdown. So it's 6-0 Bears. And they're going to kick a field goal here. Left-footed kicker, and he boots it through. So it's 7-0. 8:44 here to play, and the Bears. March right down the field. So, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout, 30 seconds.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Scott Heckman bringing you high school football here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's the Clayton Bears leading 7-0 here, 8:44 in the first. Longer's going to get their chance now. A left-footed kicker runs up right there. It looks like Adamitis takes it. He got knocked back at the 30, and there it was. Right there. That was Danny Adamitis who got it and ran into a wall right at the 30. So about a 15-yard return on a pretty good kick. Loggers moving from right to left. Near side hash mark. From the gun, it's Levi Durr. Double tight end set. Double flanker. Motion. Give. To the back, gets the outside, kind of slowing his roll over there, and that's Evan Hollinger. Hollinger really took his time getting going. He lost about 3 on that, and that's going to be second and about 13 here from the 27. Clayton Bears playing that tough division over Western Wisconsin. Double tight end set, flanker, motion, and we're going to get a false start. False start, and it's going to march him back 5 more yards. And it'll be second and about 18 here from their own 22. So not the start they wanted after giving up that methodical touchdown to the Bears, who just made forward progress the whole time. Coming out of the huddle here, Durr, double tight end set, double flanker, and another false start. They signaled 4, so I don't see Danny Adamitis out there, but there we go. So 2 in a row, and... but he motioned 4. I don't know who it was. B.J. Lowry getting out there. And now we're going to have a kind of a double quarterback look. Now it's going to be 3rd and 20. Not quite 20, 3rd and 19 after a gain of 3 by Lowry. 3rd and 19. Durr out of the gun. Motion. He's rolling out to the left. Durr gets hit and piled up and didn't make it to the 25. Couple-yard gain right there for Levi. And it's going to be fourth and about 16 yards. So are they going to opt to punt? Clayton thinks so. Clayton stingy on defense and rattling up on offense. They're actually sending two backs deep, so it wouldn't be a bad time here to throw in a fake. Clayton. Boy, I don't know. They must not use the same yardsticks as everybody else. They're listed at 5'8 and 5'7. All these boys look like 6'2 and 6'3. Punt out and good spiral, and it hits at the 49. So pretty good punt right there. No return. It's just outside the 49 of the Bears. So the Bears will get pretty good field position, but a good punt there from the Loggers. 6:11 to go. They're down 7-0. And Clayton Bears come up to the line. All right. Up of the line. Double tight end right. Double flanker back. Give it back to the back. And they got something right there off tackle every time. It looked like he was touched out of bounds. And they give him forward progress to all the way to the 34 of the Loggers. So 17-yard pickup, and that's the biggest gaping gash they got. And they've been running right off that same side, just off right tackle. Some big boys down that way. So 5:52, 7-0. Here's a handoff give up the middle that time to the left side, and he's got room, and he might get all the way. And there he goes, and that is a 34-yard scamper. Number 25, again, their numbers are really difficult to read here. 23, Braden Curtis. Got a 34-yard touchdown. So, 13-0 Bears. Extra point on the way. Kick is wide, no good. Oh, he got it, okay. Kick is good, 14-0 now. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout, 30 seconds.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
Scott Ekman here bringing you high school football in Logger Camp. And 14-0 Clayton Bears and Phillips Loggers. Haven't been used to this at home for quite some time in the last couple years. They've been pretty tough at home. Clayton coming in. They did beat the Loggers last year. And here's the kickoff. Left-footed kicker. Squib kick that time. And it bounced over Adamitis' head. He fields it at about the 15. Gets met up and held up right there out to the 23. Kind of a tough luck right there. Kick just bounced over his head. So Loggers starting at their own 24, actually, they marked it. And here's an update for you Brewer fans. Kyle Schwarber, the hated rival from the Phillies and previously the Cubs, hit a home run on his first at-bat of the game. So the Phillies are up 1-0. Now they got a wide out give, and here comes Durr, and he breaks open, and he got an 8-yard gain, though. So Levi Durr is a quarterback sweep over there. They sent the one man wide. second down and two, so good start. Checking in right there. Evan Hollinger for the Loggers. Out of the gun, Durr. Split wide left, flanker left. High snap, Levi got it and collected it, but he lost a yard or so there. Almost got to the line of scrimmage. Boy, they were on him quick. The Bears, so second down and third down and three, third down and two to get that first down. It's 4:33 and counting in the first half, first quarter, 14-0 Clayton. Levi. And we got a double back set right there. Handoff give. First down and more. That was Aaron Delasky, the sophomore. Hid right behind his right tackle and picked up about 4 yards for the first down, 4:08 and counting. So first down for the Phillips Loggers. They went three and out their first time and kind of on their heels, but long time in these games. I've watched a lot of them, and they can go anywhere. High snap. Aaron gets it. Delasky does, and direct snap give to him. He picked up maybe a yard there off to the right. Second down and nine. Off to the right now, coming up out is Aaron Delasky running in the play. Loggers in what I call their big package. They got double tight end, motion, handoff, fake handoff, give. They gave it, and what a nice tackle right there. Ben Vernick got that. They gave one fake to the one side to Aaron Delasky and handed it off to Ben, and Ben got caught in the backfield. Good pursuit. And it's third and 13 now, 3:01. And Steve Precor has always been known as a running coach, not really a throwing coach. He did tell me he was going to do a little bit more throwing with Levi back there. Jumbo package here, double tight end, double flanker. And we have the play at, we got a pass, and he's got a man. It looked like he went for the big Swede. Big Swede tried to draw the pass interference, and no go. It's going to be fourth down, and we'll see if they bring on the punting unit. Pretty good coverage downfield. So Clayton, they're going to drop back. Loggers will drop back. Ben Vernick. Snap. Punt is away in a spiral. He's going to call a fair catch at the 43. So Clayton's got the ball again. 2:29 here to go in the first. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds.
Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Scott Heckman here, bringing you high school football from Logger Camp here in Phillips, Wisconsin. The Phillips Loggers, 1-0, facing off against the tough Clayton Bears. They lost last year to them, and this year they're down 14-0 here, 2:28 in the first. Clayton, on their first play from scrimmage or third possession, they had a false start, so it was first and 15. Double tight end back, and they get through the first defense and rumble through for about 9 yards. They're going to mark it here at the, well, at the 45.5. So they got about six and a half yards to go. So 9 yard gain, almost a 9 yard gain. Double tight end left. Double back set up the middle again. That time he stopped and go, went, and made a nice move, first down and more. That was Landon King, made a nice slip off to the left. And first down into Loggers territory at their own, at the Loggers 42. Looked like they had him stopped, but he made a slip to the left and went. 134 and counting. Double tight end right. Same setup as they've had. They're going to give to the fullback up left, and he got caught, and he was almost like, well, like in college football, how the quarterback hugs his fullback and just pushes him ahead. He got 2 yards. So call that a stop for the Loggers. Loggers right now need maybe to go after the ball here and force a fumble. Second down and 8. 1 minute, under 1 minute here in the first. Double tight end right. Out of the gun. Double back set. Give to the back, deep back. He got caught from behind, and nice play that time. Jumping through was Ethan Upson. And we got a flag on the play. And they got a holding. So they're going to it's going to be second down and 18 on the holding call. But Upson made that nice play right there, and it's not all for naught. It kind of fires up your team, because that's your first basically a catch for a loss. It was a short loss right there. Double tight end set, out of the gun, give, fake give, and that's a pitch out to the left. And this is a new one they didn't see. The big Swede kind of horse collared him and rode him down out of bounds, but not after a big gain right there. Out to the 37 of the Loggers. And this is going to take us down. Third down and 5, I think. Clayton's going to let it go to the end of the first quarter. So we're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 1 minute timeout. They'll switch sides.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment, and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information, or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Scott Heckman here, bringing you high school football from Phillips, Wisconsin. And I don't know what happened here. Did they get a 15-yard penalty or? Oh, okay. Now they're marking it off. Wait a second. I thought it was a 37. No. Now they're going to get it here, I think. Third and 5 from the 37. Now they're going to be moving from right to left. And this end zone hasn't been broke yet. So maybe we'll keep it that way. 12 minutes here to go in the second. Clayton up 14-0. Big third down for the Loggers. It's the first time they've forced him to a third down for a while. Gave to the deep back, and he got caught, and they couldn't quite hold him. He just snuck through for the first down, a gain of six. Well, so they move the sticks again, but the Loggers, I think, are starting to figure out kind of what they're doing up there. They've fought through some of these, and they've got a few more hands on some of these players before they've kind of rumbled through. So 31 of the Loggers. First and 10, Clayton Bears. Double tight end set right. Out of the gun, two deep backs. Looked like he moved the fullback beforehand. Got a pitch to the deep back and gain of eight on the play. And they're kind of keying on that inside run, and when they go outside, they just, that's how it goes. Clayton, a very determined team. I'm sure they never, ever, ever, ever throw a pass. And they just kind of run the ball here, and that's what they do. Second down and two here from the 23 of the Loggers. Same set. Here we go. Give to the deep back. He's got the first down. And down inside the 20, down to about the 19. Far side hash mark. Far side hash mark, 19-yard line, 11:01, or 11 minutes and counting. First and 10, Clayton Bears up 14-0. Into the second half here in Phillips, Wisconsin. Phillips Loggers kind of got their backs to the wall, and there's a give up to the middle, and he cuts through and a touchdown. Clayton got another one right there. And I think, I can't see who it is, number eight again? Like Landon King got that one. So a 19-yard touchdown by Landon King, and it's 20-0, and they're going to kick the field goal again. Snap, placement up, and kick is good. 21-0 here, 10:39, and the Loggers just got to get something positive, keep the ball for a while here, and see what they can do, if they can kind of break through. Just so you know, at WCQM, we're going to keep it here for a bit. The Brewers will be coming up afterward, and the Milwaukee Bucks also are going to be on 98.3 now this season, so you'll be able to listen to Giannis and the Bucks. Also, if you want, you can go to your phone on Play Store, Apple device, go to Civic Media, and you can find 98Q and check that out. Also, Coach Precourt, every Tuesday at 9 a.m., does his show of the week, radio show of the week. Here come the Clayton Bears up to the line. They're also archived, folks. Logan Gitson, the senior, left-footed kicker. Squib kick now. Picked up by Adamitis. Adamitis looking up the middle. Found some room and rumbled past the 40 this time. So Danny did a pretty good job. At the 40-and-a-half yard line. So best starting field position for the Loggers so far. They got to build up on getting a first down and maybe a couple. Always a quick strike team as well. Down 21-0 here, 10:32 to go in the half. Kind of wondering what's going on here. And the big Swede was waiting, and it looks like we're going to maybe be down. I don't know how much time is left. Up to the line real quick. Double tight end, double flanker left. And here comes Durr. He's going to go to the left side. He's gotten around the corner and picked up six. So good. First down run right there from Levi Durr. Went to the left side, picked up 6 yards. Second and four here for the Loggers. And if they can get by midfield, it's a downhill from there. So closer, actually, to a five-yard gain. Out of the gun right there. Durr is going to go left again. He's got a lead blocker. Got caught from behind. Good shoestring cat tackle, but Durr did pick up four. So it's going to be a short yard and a half or so for third and 1.5. Oh, kind of a distasteful mark there. He marked it back a couple of feet. So from the 48 of the Loggers, they got to get just beyond the 50. Double quarterback set and a hard count. Looked like they jumped up the middle and they got it. A first down up to the 48. 48 of the Bears, and that's how you get started. Now it's all downhill from here. Into the Bears territory, near side hash mark. Coming off the field is Aaron Dulaski. And they'll have a double quarterback. Who's going to get the ball this time? Well, Durr got caught in the backfield and dropped for a loss. Loss of three. Nobody fooled that time. And they're back into their own territory. From their own 48. Line of scrimmage was the Bears 48. Second down and 14 here. 8:43 here to play. In the half. Out of the gun, Durr. They got their jumbo package. Motion give to Dulaski. Dulaski just kind of ran into one of the Bears that actually was not even facing him. Didn't quite get to the original line of scrimmage, but into Bear territory. Third and 11 here at the 49. So probably four down territory if you're a Logger fan here. So you can cut this in half. You don't have to go for the whole thing because here we are. And we got a wide receiver. We got a double pass right here, and they got a man open. They got the big Swede for a big gain down to the 29. That's Hoschel. And that was from no flags, and that was flea flicker to Evan Hollinger. Hollinger passed it down to Drew Hoschel, and he got all the way down to the 23 of the Bears, and they're growling mad now. Big pass play right there for 26 yards. Durr tries to make it to the left, and he got stuffed. And back to the 25, loss of two on the play. Second and 12 here, 7:37 here to go. In the first half, 21-0 Bears, but the Loggers have got a drive sustained here. Durr out of the gun, jumbo package here for the Loggers. No motion that time, straight back to pass. He's got... Oh, and what a great play. Hoschel had it in his hands, and the defender waited till he was bringing it in and chopped it away from him. It would have been a first down and inside the 10, but really nice play there. Third and 12 by the, must have been the safety that time. Coming out now is Jack Kulwicki, Ethan Podmolik, and also checking in now is Evan Hollinger. Double flanker set right, handoff give up the middle, and no going right there for Aaron Dulaski. Just nowhere to run, and he lost about a half yard there and just outside the 25, 6:55 and to play, fourth down and 13. And Loggers definitely going for it. They don't have a leg for it, and not going to punt it from here, I don't think. They could hit the Coffin corner pretty easy here, though, I think. Trap them down. Levi is going to come out of the gun. Jumbo package. Handoff. Fake handoff give. And then inside handoff, rumbling forward and not quite to the first down, but a gain of nearly 10. So Clayton will get the turnover on downs, but they're going to start from their own 17-yard line, 6:23 to play. Keep in mind also that Phillips is going to be playing at Luck. So if you're out of Luck, you can go into Luck if you'd like. Timeout, Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Scott Heckman here, bringing you high school football from Phillips, Wisconsin. Phillips Loggers took a timeout because they're playing kind of Iron Man football here. A lot of their same juniors, seniors, and some sophomores are going to go back out there after having a pretty good sustained drive where they made some good yardage. There, they picked up 40-plus yards, and rushing out late that time there is Jack Kulwicki. Got in before the play. Handoff give up the middle. Big gain here, about a gain of six or so up the middle, and I believe that was in old number eight, Landon King. He's gain of 6-7 yards on the play, actually. So second and three, 6 minutes to play in the half. From the Loggers 24, similar set right there, handoff up the middle. King has got the first down and more. And a little extracurricular that time with one of those fellas, and Levi Derp. First and 10, Bears from their own 31 now. Double tight end right, out of the gun, double back set, handoff to the fullback, and boy, our end just got pancaked on the left side, but good tackle, grab the shoestrings, but a gain of 4 yards for that big fullback there. From the gun, right, again, handoff to the deep back, hesitates, gets forward, and the first down and more, and he's out to the 44. That's Landon King again. Out to their 43-and-a-half-yard line, first and 10 Bears. The Bears are just controlling the line of scrimmage, really, here, and these backs, before they're touched, they get 4 or 5 yards, so that's just kind of how it goes. Knocking on the Loggers' territorial door. This time, double tight end set right, and they're a little offside, off fake give, and the quarterback kept it, and he gained about 2 that time. That was Tanner Lewis. 2, maybe 3 yards on the play off to the far side. At about the 45-and-a-half-yard line of the Bears. Second down and 7.5. Same setup here. And they're going to go to the weak side. And here he goes. Quarterbacks all the way outside. Inside the 25 and down. And caught by Durr, but not after a pickup of 30 yards or so. 31, it looks like. So down into Loggers territory at the 25 near side hash mark. The Loggers are just gassed and well-coached and bigger team so far here. Out of the gun. High back set. Double tight end right. Hand off to the deep back, and then he rushed in there, and that was Levi Durr. Caught him for a short gain, and nice play by Levi. And yard, maybe. There, yard and a half, maybe. And nice takedown by Durr. Levi. But the Bears coming up to the line inside the 25 of the Loggers. Same set again. Double tight end right. Hand off to the deep back. He got through that time, but we're going to have a flag. And he dropped a tackle, and he's still going, and he's into the end zone. But I don't know what the flag's going to say. Might be a hold here. Holding against the Loggers, and it's going to be a touchdown, Bears. It looked like he got stopped a few times. Landon King rushes in after breaking several tackles for 24. Loggers just tuckered out here. And the extra point's going to be to ensue. It's 27-0 there, and it's all Clayton Bears. Yep. Logan Gitson will line up for the kick. And kick is up and good. So we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Scott Heckman here bringing you high school football. And it is 28-0 Clayton. A couple other scores here for you. Brewers down 1-0 here to the Phillies. Top of the third, one out. And it's 1-0 still. Schwarber hit. Was first man to bat and hit a home run. Ever since that, nothing going. Deep kick. Adamitis fumbles it. He picks it up at the 10, and he's got looking at white jerseys right there, and the Loggers are going to start at about the 15. .242 here to play in the first half, and deep in their own territory, well, at the 15. Loggers need to get something sparked here. They're a little bit intimidated right now, down 28-0, but, you know, you got to have a spark of a good play. Something can happen, and they just got to get that going. Levi from the gun, high snap, got it, and got back to the line of scrimmage. That big end came over and got him, and Levi saw him. Clayton's going to call a timeout here because they want the ball back. Second and a half yard. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden. Plus, items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, the Loggers, been a successful team in the last few years, and they're down 28-0 here to the Clayton Bears, who's also been a very successful team. They were 7-3 last year, and Loggers were, I think they were 7-3 as well. So, timeout by the Bears. The Bears looking to stop the clock, and Loggers looking to move the chains here, so it could be a timeout game here. Double jumbo set, and we're going to have a false start. I don't know who did it, but they're going to march it back 5 more yards, so they're going to be at their own 10. Loggers, I guess they call it at their own 11. Picking up the yellow flag, there is the zebra back there. Running in the play is going to be Hollinger. Evan Hollinger. And Levi motioning for one man to be out wide. Looks out to the left and tries to get wide. Gets outside the numbers and breaks through. Past the 20, nice individual effort there by Levi. I think he got knocked out of bounds to stop the clock, but and it's going to be 3rd and 5, but nice effort right there by Levi. Running short side and a pickup of about 10 yards. We're going to send it back one more time to 98Q, 98Q Country, 30-second timeout.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Scott Heckman here, bringing you high school football from Logger Camp here, and the Loggers trying to make a third down. Kind of desperate right here. The Clayton Bears have used up 2 timeouts. They're at their own 20, trying to get this first down. And we got a split out wide, flanker right, and we had an offsides again, or a false start. And it's going to be 3rd and 10 now. 3rd and maybe 9. And that'll set them back. So, against a tough defense here, they're going to probably be punting, and the Clayton Bears want to get this into run time, I'm guessing, right away. And we got another false start. That time it was Ben Vernick. So not like your Steve Precourt coach team, but they are against a tough opponent here, and they just a little bit lackadaisical. They've had some penalties this half, and it's cost them. Obviously, every yard is very valuable to them against such a tough team. Split out wide now. Here comes Levi. Levi gets the corner and out to about the 15, back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be 4th down. Clock did start. All right. So, 2:12 here to go. I don't think it was that. I don't know if it started the clock. Anyway, whatever. 26 seconds here. From the 15. Also, Clayton beat Washburn last week, 64-6. The Phillips Loggers over Frederick, 56-22. Milwaukee Brewers will be coming up after this game. And here is a fake punt. It's going to be a run out to the left. And got the first down. That was Evan Hollinger. They didn't punt the ball. They ran for it, and they got the first down, and it's at the 27, 218 and clicking. Bears out of timeouts. Motion gift, handoff over to Delasky, and we're going to have, I guess, holding on the Loggers. That's going to set them back. .159 and well. That's how she goes some days. So first and 20, back down to their own 16, the Loggers, 17, they'll call it. After that big gain, Loggers trying to make some forward progress. Motion from the back, fake handoff up the middle. And stopped after a gain that time. That was Ben Vernig. He got stopped after a gain of about 5, 4, 3. Somewhere in there. It's going to be second and 17. 1:24 and go. From their own 20, near side hash mark. The Phillips Loggers. Double tight end or motion give. Nope, it's a play action pass, and it was not an interception. He was definitely out of bounds. And incomplete pass. 56 seconds to play, and it's going to be third and 17. Feet were not in. Wasn't even close. All right, 28-0 here, 56 seconds left. Double jumbo package, and that time Levi got caught and wrestled down after a gain of 3-4 yards. And the Loggers. Going to see what they're going to do. It's fourth and 17. Looks like Coach Precor is going to probably call a timeout when it clicks down to when he wants. Waiting, 8-7. Fine. And 3 seconds here. Phillips Loggers call a timeout. So we're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Scott Heckman here from Logger Camp. Phillips, Wisconsin, 3 seconds left to go. 4th and 14 for the Loggers. They are going to try something from scrimmage here. Last play of the half, down 28-0 from their own 23-yard line. And straight away take by Levi, and Levi picked up 6 yards or so out to near the 30, and that's going to be the end of the half. 28-0 in favor of the Clayton Bears. Wow. Phillips Loggers got to come up with something here. It's parents' night. Parents' night tonight here in Phillips, Wisconsin, and they're not used to being down this big so far. Going through a couple of stats for the Clayton Bears. All running, Tanner Lewis had a 12-yard touchdown. Braden Curtis had a 34-yard touchdown. Landon King had a 19 and a 24-yard touchdowns. So we're going to have a little time here, talk a little bit about Milwaukee Brewers going on their playoff run here. Brewers had that nice 9-game winning streak. They're down 1-0, only got one hit so far, up against Zach Wheeler, so that's a tough give for them. They're down 1-0, and Freddie Peralta's pitched quite well, too. Top of the fourth and nobody out. Also, the Milwaukee Bucks will be covered by, well, be carried by 98.3 this year. So you'll be able to listen to the Milwaukee Bucks all season and listening to Joel and there's not going to be many things that are going to have a conflict. So that'll be interesting. Also, Play Store Civic Media 98Q. If you download on your phone in either Play Store or Apple, you can go to Civic Media and download 98Q, and you can listen at any point in time. So it's going to be parents' night tonight here, and I'm going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 10-minute timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Swagman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Swagman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners tires to choose from. That's the Wagon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at